It wasn't long, though, before Cinderella learned of the ball. It was the only thing the people in the market were talking about when she went to buy the meat and vegetables. "Surely you'll be going," Bunt and the butcher's lad said to her. "All the young men and women are invited, as well as the most important people in the town." "Everyone except me," Cinderella told him. She felt the little happiness and hope she still had inside her ebbing away. The ball was to celebrate the visit of the Prince of Arbesque. The province of Arbesque had been a rival to Lord Dark's realm for as long as anyone could recall. Bunton told Cinderella that the prince's visit was supposed to be a gesture of goodwill and peace between the two provinces. But Cinderella could tell from Bunton's expression that he was not convinced. "I've met Lord Dark," he told her. "When I deliver the meat to the castle, he's sometimes there. I've only ever seen him in the evening. They say he does not venture out in the daylight. I've noticed how he treats the servants, and there's something in his eyes." Bunton shuddered at the memory. "I don't know what it is, but it frightens me. They say he eats his meat raw, the blood still dripping from it." When she returned from the market, Cinderella asked her stepmother about the ball. The cruel woman just laughed. "It is not for the likes of you," she said. "I thought all the young people were invited," Cinderella said. "It is only for the important people," her stepmother replied, drawing herself up to her full height. "People like me and my daughters."